Good morning, and today's share is sponsored by Benjamin Kleinman, the Elinishmas' parents, Chaim Meir ben Mordechai Levi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. So the Chayyadim continues and he says, there are scenarios where Chachamim Gazu b'chol Dabar Adoyim Eksas the Malacha, Shal Yischal Afloi b'yavar l'hatter Malacha Gemura. So we have the primary Malacha, that's the Av. We have things which are Chazal touched up are similar enough that we'll look at that as a tolda. It's still the raisa because it's very similar, but it's not the case of the av. And then we have things which are not close enough to be called a tolda, but it's close enough in people's mind that people see a parallel between that and the av. And we're concerned if people are allowed to do that, they will mistakenly think that they're allowed to do the Malacha Deraisa as well. So Chazal felt a need to be geyser those cases. However, a person who is over one of those things, he's not over the Raisa, so what's the Lach of a person who's over the Rabbanon? Malkan Asai, Malkas Martis, Manadin Asai. So he can get the punishment of Malkas Martis, which is the Bezin has a right to punish people who do not keep the Rabbanans. A person can be put in Kherim as well. A person who is over the Rabbanans is called an Avrayan, and you have a right to put him in Kherim. A person does it unknowingly, bemazed, that and Chazal were able to enforce that. Now we have, the Kherim is introducing one of the types of the Rabbanan. So one Rabbanan, which we mentioned before, we have a council called Melechas Machshavas. Anything which doesn't meet the criteria of Melechas Machshavas and is not the Raisa, many of them are Rashid Rabbanon, because they're fairly similar to the Raisa, just they missed one criteria. But here we're talking about something which, it's not because of Melechas Machshavas, it's just not the Melacha. So, for example, one of the Melachas, the Lama Tetz Melachas, is the Melacha of Sod, of literally trapping something. So the Malachim Sod is a person taking control over an item, an animal, a living being, living animal, taking control over it, asserting his dominion and authority over it. So the steps of that, of course, are the act of trapping it into an area which contains. See, now he's able to get it, and he's able to then access it. He puts it in a place where, to access it, he has to open the door, and the animal won't be able to run away, because the door is so wide open, so maybe he didn't really trap it. Okay, so now the primary purpose of trapping something is to have the item to use it. That's what it means. You're asserting your dominion and control over it. If a person is trapping something which people don't use. So the Mor says that case is not going to be Malacha Deraisa. Ein b'minu nitzo, something which is people do not generally trap, generally try and catch. So it's not going to be Malacha Deraisa, said. But if you ask a person, says, so the average person said, yeah, that looks to me like Seda, he's catching something. Even though something which is ein b'minu nitzo, even though it's something which people do not normally trap, in people's mind is called trapping. So I'm allowed to trap a mosquito under a cup. So I'm allowed to trap a rat. I'm allowed to trap a rat. I'm allowed to trap a beaver. If I'm allowed to trap a beaver, so the people do not see the difference between seeing them. So people are going to confuse that. So therefore, Chazal said it's going to be Yasser. So that's the case where they created a Malacha Drabonon. But that's still not the same thing as a Malacha Daraisa, which is lacking Malachas Machshavas, which is therefore Yasser Mirabonon. That's much more closer to a deraisa because it's all of the actions of a deraisa missing some specific requirements. So you're missing a technicality, therefore it's not deraisa. So that's also mirabanim in most cases. Over here, it's intrinsically not really, it's a different thing. But even so, Chazal ashered it because it's daima. There are other types of rabbanim as well, which we'll talk about as we move along in Hilchos Shabbos. Meanwhile, have a good day.